Night.
There's about 3.6 million people, about 600,000 fighting men, wives, and about five kids apiece gives it about 3.6 million traveling through the wilderness, some 600 miles, as the children of Egypt left and went into the wilderness to worship their God. They quickly found out there was a precious resource that was abundant in Egypt, and that in the wilderness wasn't a guarantee, and that was of water. Look at Numbers chapter 21, and it mentions one of these stopping places where the children of Israel found and discovered a well. Numbers chapter 21, and look at verse 16. And from thence they went to Beer. And in Hebrew, that literally means the well. And it tells you that. That is the well. Whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Verse 17. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Matanah. In these two short verses, I want to just give you a principle about how God works, because why does God in the Old Testament always bring up the well? I mean, it talks about how Abram dug wells and Jacob dug wells. They built altars around wells. God showed up and talked to people around the wells. They even pop up in the New Testament, and that's no accident. The Lord is wanting to show us something with water, that is a principle to God's blessing. You know, the water on this earth, that only 2.5% of it is fresh water that you can drink. 2.5%. Of that 2.5%, less than 0.3% is in rivers and streams. The rest of it is in ice and under the ground. And here they are in the wilderness. And there's a principle here of that in this story, God's going to show that He led them, and He showed them where the water was, and He had them dig the well, and the blessing went beyond them. Let's pray tonight, because I believe that maybe not water, we're pretty blessed in this country, some countries it would be water, but there is a need of a blessing in your life. Something that you are thirsting for, hungering for, desiring to see God's moving. And it's not something that you can generate. You know, man cannot create water. We can extract it, but we cannot create it. And similarly, you cannot create your own blessing, but you can receive it from the hand of God. So let's pray, and in the few short minutes we have left, I want to show you from these two verses how you can receive God's blessing. Lord, pray, Father, that You'd be with our time. And Lord, help us to see in this short story, the principles You have for us this evening about how and where we can receive Your blessing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first thing that I want to show you is that God will lead you to the place of the blessing. There in verse 16, it says, from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. I will give them water. So the Lord, He talks to Moses, and He directed to them to this certain spot. Some people believe it's Gibeon or south of Gibeon. And He led them right where they were to dig. And He said, I want you to dig here and here. You'll have a well. And sure enough, in the wilderness wandering, quite a bit of water to, you know, satiate the thirst of 3.6 million, especially if some of them drink like my son Ezra drinks, right? You have that child. You say one sip, and what do? They down the whole thing. Hallelujah. You've been there? They are thirsty, right? After a soccer game, after a football game, they've traveled 600 miles in the wilderness. They're a little thirsty, moms and dads, right? And the thirsty, and this well is able to supply all of that. Why? Because God led them there. You know, God wants to lead you to the place of blessing in your life. He knows where the water is. He knows where that blessing is, but you don't, right? When I met my wife, just like God spoke to Moses, Pastor Bez says, yeah, go and do it. Get on that ChristianMingle.com. I remember being in the church with 8-year-old David. I don't know if he's here tonight. There he is. Telling me, hey, go on to that $29.99 per month. Find the will of God for your life. I remember praying in Delaware and gotten a message, a smiley face. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm the model, okay? I'm just telling you what God did to lead me. And I was praying and the Lord had this young lady send me a little message. And the Lord just said, yeah, respond. And we talked, and the first thing we talked about was our testimonies, what God had done, and how we were broken, but Jesus Christ came to our lives and restored us. And you know what I quickly discovered? I didn't know where the water was, but God knew where the water was, and He used, especially the local church in my life, to lead me to where the water was. You know, it was 8-year-old David. It was Pastor Cummings. It was the fellowship of the believers that led me to my wife. And yes, I didn't mean her in the church, but I will tell you this. The Lord used the church in my life to lead me to her. One of the ways that God still leads is He leads to a well. And a lot of times in a practical application, can I be honest? The church is that well in your life. The preaching of the Word. The service of the Lord. You're going to have things occur in your life. And what is, where, let me ask you this. What well do you have in the local church? What is something God says, hey, there's a blessing there? You know, when I saw my wife with her little German Shepherd dog on her picture, you know, I didn't know the water was there. I didn't know 3 kids later, and she's leading ladies' ministries in the churches, and she helps translate for me when I go to Mexico. Gloria a Dios, right? I didn't know the water was there, but the Lord knew the water was there. And you need a blessing? Let the Lord lead you. We live in a culture and in a society where we have AI, we have Google, we have smartphones that are not really that smart, amen? And it's easy in the technology and the entertainment-rich media we live in to replace God with things to lead us. We have software now that can trace the trajectory of the groundwater, and we can drill right here, get the well, but never forget, the Lord, His blessing is more than just water in your life. It's more than just a physical home. It's a family. It's more than just a relationship. It's a marriage. It's more than just service to the Lord. It's riches and rewards that can last beyond your life. But you have to allow God to lead you. You have to allow God to lead you. A lot of times will look like waiting. Favorite word for our country, right? The likes of microwave dinners. My daughter gets upset because the popcorn takes too long. And the children of Israel were no different. In this passage, in this story, they just came from a place, Mount Sinai, where they're waiting on their leader, Moses, to get the Ten Commandments of God. And it's been 40 days, and they're like, man, we don't know what happened, Exodus 32, to Moses. So what do? They say, well, let's make a golden calf and get the earrings together and let's make something happen because we're done waiting for your leading, God. So let's just make something happen. And oh, let's, even though it's a golden calf, let's keep a feast for the Lord. You know, that's what we do. The devil always has a right now when the God is saying, not yet. Doesn't he? A lot of times what the world says is, yes, that's the Lord's will and you have to wait, but you can have this right now and, oh, just do it in the name of the Lord. That's what they did, right? They got the golden calf, they're worshiping naked, they got the drums and the music going, there's fornication, and 23,000 people died, right? And a lot of times, Christians, what we can learn from this is wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. A lot of times, what does the Lord's leading look like? Waiting on Him to direct you to that blessing. Another thing that when you get to this well, not only does God lead you there, but you don't see water right away. You don't see it. You know what you see? Dirt. Earth is the Bible word. And you know what they had to do? It says the princes of the people, they dug the well. They digged the well. And can I be honest with you? I don't know how many of you were here 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 14 years ago. Give me an amen if that's you. How has this church changed? You know why? Because there was a man who was called of God, Pastor Bez, and he dug, and he moved, and he preached the gospel when his wife was in the hospital, and he preached the gospel when his first wife passed, and he preached the gospel when everything he's going on in life, and he preached the gospel and preached the gospel. There's a missionary here, 13-something church plants in Guadalajara. And you know what he told me? He said, a lot of what God has blessed and done is only in the last 5 to 10 years. Isn't that right? Why? 40 years ago, he started giving the gospel. 40 years ago, he started planting seeds. And he dug, and he dug, and he dug, and then the water came. The water is there, but you have to stay and dig. You're not going to see it at first. You're going to see only dirt. You're going to look at your marriage and say, hey, this is not what I signed up for. And God says, hey, maybe there's a little dirt in you that needs to be moved out. You're going to look at your kids, raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I'm just trying to get past getting them dressed. And the Lord says, hey, just keep moving dirt and moving dirt. And one day maybe they'll be sitting next to you or you're being taken care of by them. Why? Because the well is there if you don't stop digging. Don't stop moving the earth, Christian. You're witnessing to your family. You're witnessing. You know, to be honest, a lot of times ministry is like that. I look back at ministering to children and I think, man, how many kids actually still serve Christ? And I could probably count them on my hand. But the truth is, the water is there. The water is there. Think about those who poured into your life when you were a child. Aren't you glad they did? Right? Don't quit because the water might just be a few more years in the prayer closet. I haven't seen my prayers answered. Just give it a few more digs. In your family situation. Well, I don't think this can ever be restored. This can never be reconciled. Hey, look at the prodigal son. I'm sure the father never thought he'd come home. He's out living in the... He doesn't even know where, with who, doing what. And then one day of probably many days, digging and praying and out there looking, he sees a beaten up, savage farm coming. And he's not sure if it's an animal or it's a person. And it's his beloved son. Aren't you glad that the prodigal son had someone to come home? Aren't you glad someone was faithful to witness to you the gospel and to pray for you? Hey, keep digging. The water's there. You don't see it at first. All you see is dirt. But it's there. Another aspect of this, he said the princes of the people dig the well. You know, Moses gathered up all these 3.6 million people, and there's a prince of the tribe of Asher and a prince of the tribe of Issachar. These were men that represented the entire tribe. He said, no, don't get the ordinary men to dig the well. Don't get just, you know, the young men. No, get the princes. Get the most important people, right? Wouldn't you like to see Joe Biden dig a well? Hallelujah. Not to get political, but I'm just trying to put it in our context. You get the people that are the highest paid. You get the people that have the most, and they dig the well. You know what that shows us? God doesn't want you to delegate your responsibility. He has called you in digging the well. Fathers, don't ever delegate. I'm all for education. I'm all for, you know, using resources. But at the end of the day, it's our jobs as fathers to lead the home. The mothers, don't ever delegate. Sure, you can use other people to help you. Sure, you can use assistants. Sure, you can use nurseries. Praise God. But at the end of the day, moms, it is your jobs to love your husbands, to raise your children. What am I saying? Don't delegate the responsibility. God said, the princes of the people dig the well. They didn't delegate it when it could have been easy to delegate. They said, no. Like Paul, this is my gospel. my gospel. This is the ministry God has given me. This is the family God has given me. This is the church, the well God has given me. I'm not going to allow others to dig the well. I'm going to dig the well. They made it a personal mission that they didn't delegate. They didn't pass off to someone else. And then the last thing I want to show you, not only will God lead you to the well, and God wants you to know if you keep digging, there's a blessing there. And God wants you to know, don't delegate it, but He wants the leaders to dig the well, but it will last beyond your generation. Look at the book of John chapter 4. John chapter 4, Jesus meets this Samaritan woman and He begins explaining to her eternal life. And He's trying to use the picture of water and the well to show about how the Holy Spirit and eternal life is just something you receive, and it's God is searching for those to receive that gift. And look at John chapter 4 and verse 11. The woman saith unto Him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And look at verse 12. This is her objection, but it gives us a truth. It gives us a reality. It says, verse 12, Art thou greater than our father who? Which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. Jacob dug this well hundreds of years ago, and people were still hearing from the voice of God after all those generations there at the well he had dug. The reality is, the wells you dig will last beyond your generation. 16 years old, young lady in the South, family was abusive, drunkards, just a horrible living situation. An evangelist preacher stopped by, their old single wide, knocked on the door, and she came out. No shoes, no socks. It was just normal there. And he opened up a Bible and showed her John 3:16, how Jesus Christ died and Jesus Christ rose, not just for the whole world, but for her. And if she would believe in Him, he would forgive her of sins and give her eternal life. And at 16 years old, this young girl did just that. And growing up, she fell in love with her high school sweetheart and married him. And he served in the military and came back, and she brought him to church. And he got saved. And he decided, you know, when I was in the military, I had no one to share the gospel with me. So I'm going to go full time and preach the gospel to military bases. And she served with her husband 40 years. And this past week, my grandmother Linda died, receiving the reward Jesus Christ had for her after 50 years of serving Him. And you know what? I am a product of her prayers. I couldn't help but think, as I'm there at her funeral, seeing my grandchildren there or singing the hymns, reading the Bible, that the well she dug will last generations beyond her life. And Christian, don't ever let the devil tell you to quit digging. Don't ever get the devil to start you complaining. That is what they did here. They started murmuring. And that when you murmur, you're not digging. I'm just telling you, you can't murmur and dig. Amen? And he said, hey, just keep digging there. There's a well there. It will last beyond your lifetime. The men that dug this church in the 1930s, they're dead and in heaven, but there are people in this community hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our children are being raised, hearing the Sunday school lessons. Why? Because someone dug the well deep. And you can dig that well. I'm going to have the piano come forward. And you don't have to come forward, but you can if you want. But would you bow your heads? Because there's two things. There's two things I want you to consider as the piano plays. Number one. Are you here tonight and you know you need to be led to a well? There's a blessing in your life. There's a thirst you have that you know you cannot create. Just like they couldn't create water, you can't force it. You can't just create it. But you would pray, Lord, like you led Moses to exactly where the water was. Lord, like you led those people, those 6 million people, right where the water was to give them all water. God, would you lead me? Would you lead me to the well I need? Would you show me where that well is? If that's you, would you ask God to show you? And second, maybe you know the well. Maybe even in this sermon, God, the Holy Spirit, is just bringing up someone or bringing up something or bringing up some place and saying, hey, he's talking about this in your life. This is your well. But you've been kind of complaining or murmuring. You haven't really been digging. You haven't been active in trying to see Jesus Christ, his eternal and his lasting purpose in your life. Would you say, God, give me strength to keep digging? Don't let me murmur. Don't let me quit. God wants you to invest your life in something that will last. God wants you to invest in something that will last. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me. He said, no man hath put his plow about those who were ministering to him and looking back. Don't look back. Would you pray, God, this ministry or this child or my family or this church, God, this is my well, and I've kind of put it off. I kind of stopped being active. I stopped searching for your blessing here, and God, would you help me to keep digging till I find it? There's been a lot of dirt. There's been a lot of work, and I've gotten a little worried, and Lord, I want to labor with you. Would you just give me the strength and the faith to keep digging? If that's you tonight, you just pray, Lord, either show me the well. I want you, if you show it to me, God, I will dig there. Or you have a well, God, help me to have the faith and the strength to see that this will go beyond my generation. Let's just spend a little time in prayer. And Father, you see those who are praying right now. I pray, Lord, that you would just make it real to us. That the sermon is no good, Lord, if we think this is just something for 2,000 years ago. Bunch of 3.6 million people in the desert. No, your word is a sharp two-edged sword. Lord, would you cut into our hearts? Would you cut into our life? Would you make it personal? Lord, would you help us with our well? Lord, help us to dig deep. God, give us your strength. And Lord, those who are searching, those who need direction, God, would you, Holy Spirit, guide them like you guided Moses, the lawgiver. And show them where your blessing is. Father, we ask that that same guidance and that same strength that was with your children then would be with us today, God. And thank you that you are the same faithful God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brother Isaiah.